being with you. Thank you for all the good things that happen this time of year, of presence, of being with family, of having time away from our work. But Father, most of all, we thank you that this time of year we can remember why Christmas is important, that you sent the Lord Jesus to come and rescue us. Thank you for coming that first Christmas. And Father, this morning we pray for those who don't feel like celebrating this Christmas. We pray for those who are feeling sad and down, who are missing someone special this Christmas, who are ill or worried or alone. Father, help us to reach out to them with the joy and love of Christmas. And by your Spirit, be with them, we pray. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, some people are weird. Some people are weird because they choose to have a birthday on Christmas Day. Now, how weird is that? Now, Paul Reynolds, it's his birthday today. It's normally your birthday on Christmas Day, isn't it? Yes, normally your birthday. But also, it's Jemima's birthday over here. Now, Jemima, I was trying to remember how old you were. I think, are you 11? Ah, you've got a badge on, you're 11. Well, that's always a clue to the question. Right, we have, at great expense, a birthday cake. Now, breaching all health and safety, we can try and light it. Can you do this? There we go. Right. Play that tune, Ross. Float out. Sorry, Paul, not one for you, but at your age, you know. At your age. Yeah, well, you said it, brother. Right, it's time to look at these presents. Who's got a present they want to come and show us? If you've got one, bring it up here. This will be, right. Well done, boys. Hello, Joseph. Right. Right, there's quite a lot of you. We could be here all day, but we're going to do this. Right, Emma, we'll start with you. What have you got?
I've got some chocolate.
Some chocolate?
Soap.
A chocolate soap. Can we open it?
I don't know.
Let's try and open it. Does it taste of chocolate or smell of chocolate?
Yeah, I think it smells of chocolate.
Okay, you unwrap it. We'll come back to you. Naomi, what have you got?
A lion.
A lion. Does he roar?
No.
Right, okay. Non-roaring lion. He's very sweet, though, which is quite hard. He moves. He moves. He moves. Does he move, Naomi?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. I wonder if there's I think there might be a button somewhere. Daddy can work it out after lunch. Josh, what you got? You've got a laser pen. Yet I've been warned about this. Right. Without blinding half the church, how does it work? Can you get it to go on that wall at the end? On the ceiling. On the ceiling. Oh, yes. Oh, that's quite cool. It's got a torch as well. You're made. Meanwhile, you opened it yet? No? Okay. Right, camera. You got a camera. Take a photo of us.
Okay.
I press. Try the on button. Right. Smile. Cheese.
Yay!
Excellent. Well done. France, what have you got?
Journal and it opens to my voice.
Opens to your voice? Go on then, make it open.
Starfish.
Wow. Oh, that's quite cool. That's quite cool. We like that. Any luck, Emma? No? Right. Lads, how are we doing at the back?
A singing dog.
A singing dog. My day is complete. That's quite good, actually. I'm quite liking that. Useless, but good. And you've got something... A Nerf gun. Have you got any in there? Aim it down there. Aim it at Joshua, he's expendable. Oh, yes! Good shot! Excellent. Right. You've got a camera as well. Take a photo of the uglier side over there. That'd be great, Francis. No, right, okay. Tom, is this new? You're... Is it?
Yes.
Which team do you support?
Man U,
right. Are they going to win the league?
Maybe.
Does Dad support Man U?
No.
Well, which team does Dad support?
Stockport,
yeah. Sad but true. Right. Did you take a photo, Francis, over there?
Yeah.
Great. How are we doing? Right.
I've got a guitar.
You've got a guitar. Can you play it?
Yeah.
Great. Can you play it now? Get it out, we'll come back to you in 2 seconds. Beth, that is one heck of a bunny. Is he yours?
Yes.
What's his name? Bunny.
Yeah.
He's very nice. Is it a boy bunny or a girl bunny?
A girl.
Girl bunny. Good to check. Hello, Joseph. What have you got there?
A camera.
Can you take a picture of Nanny and Granny? If they wave, you can take a picture of them. That's it. Wow. That's it? And press that one. I think that's right. Excellent. I think we got them. Right, how are we doing? We haven't done the Brown Boys. Right. Oh, what have you got there? Oh, it's cars. Is it cars?
Dominoes.
Yeah. You set them all up and then knock them down.
And I've got
two more things, right. Okay, well prepared.
This?
Who's this? Is this you? It's you.
Okay.
It's Daddy after a bad night. Oh, right, another one. Keep calm and Gangnam Style. Are you going to do a dance for us? No. Shame. Ben, what have you got?
I've got a big book of stupid jokes.
Stupid jokes. We need a joke.
Okay. What did the pig say to the others?
I don't know. What did the pig say to the others?
Let's be pen pals.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's not bad, actually. Thank you. Where are we going? Matthew.
Piece of cake.
Joshua, put that down. Piece of cake, right. A rubber phone. Why? Oh, a rubber phone to rub things out. Back within it, Fraser. Need to go back to Emma. How are we doing? We've managed to open it. Right, well, that's good. Now, do you think it tastes of chocolate or smells of chocolate?
Yeah, chocolate.
Sure?
Yeah.
You're right. I'm not going to taste it. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Right. We've got Fraser. What have you got? Oh, and Cameron's got similar. You've got two puppets. And how's your little friend next to you? Got two puppets as well? Cam.
I know, yeah.
Who are they?
One is a king, one is a wizard, and I'll let Cameron explain the rest.
Right. Cameron, explain the rest. What's this? Is this a soldier?
Nope.
Is it a knight?
No.
It's a knight, I think. And what's this?
A clown.
Can you play with them? Can you make them move? Wow, very good.
And let Fraser explain the rest.
Yes, well, okay. Good double act, guys, good double act. Right, binoculars, I think I saw down here. Can you see those people right at the back? Can you see if they're paying attention? Have a look. Yeah, they're waving. Do you see them? Excellent. Excellent. Tura, what have you got? An orange?
No.
No? It's a torch. So you can read in bed at night.
No.
Aira's
next.
Oh, Aira's next. Aira, what have you got?
Making.
Making things. I like these. They're like stamps. They're stamps, aren't they?
Stamps.
So you go bang, bang, bang.
No.
No.
You have to push them down.
Push them down hard, right?
The middle bit.
Oh, I see.
Let's give them colour.
Oh.
Yeah, and do it on paper or wrap on paper.
Excellent. Well, that's all organised. How are we doing?
She did it on a piece of paper.
She's done it already. She's so creative, Aira. Well done. Mm-hmm. Right, Yar, what have you got?
I've got a torch.
You've got torches are in this year, obviously.
His torch is brighter than mine.
That's because he's older than you. And bigger.
And has three batteries.
He's got three batteries. Ooh.
Mine doesn't have any.
Me, the man with a three-battery torch. Ooh, right. Right. Okay. Can we get right to the end? How far will it show?
Charge.
Ooh, that's good. Charge. Right. Ooh. Hello. Another buddy rabbit. He's very nice. Thank you for bringing the show us. Eva, what have you got?
Snowman.
A snowman. Oh. Is it yours or Daddy's?
Mine.
Mine, yes. You hang on to it. Jack, what have you got?
Football boots.
What size?
Two.
Quite small feet, haven't you? Are you going to score any goals with it?
Probably.
Good man. Hello, Trouble. Hello, Isaac. What have you got?
Train.
What colour train?
It's blue.
It's a blue one. Does it make a noise?
No.
No. Oh, well. Never mind. Did you get lots of presents this morning, Isaac?
Yeah.
Did Father Christmas come? Where's Joseph? Joseph hiding? He's down there. Did you not get any presents, Joseph? Did Isaac get them all? Oh, never mind. Perhaps next year you'll get some presents. Right, have we missed everybody? Have we done everybody? The guitar, we're remembered. Thank you. Right. This is your big moment. You'll never get a better crowd than this. Are you going to play us something? Brilliant.
Had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Brilliant! That was lovely, all of you. Can you go back to your seats? Brilliant. Thank you very much for showing us all your presents. That's yours, Matthew. Right. I thought we'd try and raise the tone of the whole morning a bit after that, and we'd have a quiz, you see, to get your brains going. So we need a couple of teams. We're not doing boys v girls, Josh. No, because you know what happens. You just get whooped every time. So we won't do boys v girls. We'll do this side and that side. Okay. Now, the trick is to get the question right. That's your first thing. And if you get the question right, you're allowed to come and open a present. Yeah, it's getting good, isn't it? And then that present has got a number of points in it. And we'll see which team has got the most points at the end. So, we'll start with this team. As we've just heard, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a big red nose, but did he have antlers?
Yes!
No!
Yes!
It's either yes or no. I mean, there's... Did he have antlers?
Yes!
Francis, what do you think? You did have outlaws. Well done. Come on over the presents. Right. Pick one, anyone, and open it. Right. Now, we need somebody who's good at adding up on this side. None of the adults put their hands up. Thinking, how are you doing? I think it's that you want. Hold up, how many points? 7, right. Okay. Actually, you're good at adding up, Frances, aren't you?
Maybe.
You maybe. You be the adding up person, because the alternatives are not great. You go and sit there, then we'll give you all the points. Right, over here, this team. Which Christmas carol includes the lyric, "In heaven the bells are ringing"? In heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong, Merry Christmas. Well done, come and choose a present. I think that one just lifts off, actually. Right, hold up the number of points.
5.
5, okay. And you can be the adding up person of this one, because you're good at that. Right, this side. In which fictional land, that's a land in a story, which fictional land is it always winter but never Christmas? Always winter but never Christmas. Rebecca, you sure? It's Narnia. Well done. Come and open up the presents. You choose. Was it 7-5 so far? Okay. Right. Give it to Frances and she'll add it up. Right, over here. From which town had Mary and Joseph come before arriving in Bethlehem? Oh, I think these are some of the small people. Where had they... Where had they come from? Not quite. Not quite, we're nearly there. It was in the area called Galilee. Henry. Nazareth. Come and open up the present. Right, which one?
Cracker.
The cracker. Well done. Oh. Never mind. Right, give it to Ben. Right, over here. In the Christmas song, Jingle Bells, how many horses pulled the sleigh? You've got to sing it to yourself. How many horses pulled the sleigh in Jingle Bells? Ben? Oh, sorry, Calvin? Got a shout, Calvin. One is correct. Come and open it up, Calvin. Did you know as well, Tura? Sorry. Right. Gonna go for a big one. Good lad. Well, okay. Over here. A year normally contains 365 days. So on what number day does Christmas Day fall? A year contains 365 days. So on what number day does Christmas Day fall? Carry the one, multiply with the number we first thought of. Oh, at the back, they're feeling confident. 359 is absolutely correct. Come and open the presents. Right. Three, okay, add it to your total. How do we got on this side? How do we got so far? 9, 15, righty-ho. Over here then. What's the most common gift in a Christmas cracker? What's the most... Cameron. Hat, absolutely correct. Come and open the presents. Right. Which one are you going to open? That one, okay. Is that? Do a good pull. Right. Now. He tells what number it is. To two. Right. Go give it to Francis. Well done. Right. Where are we? We're this team now, aren't we? Yes. In the story, A Christmas Carol, the main character is a man called Scrooge. What's his first name? Mr. Ha Ha. Oh, Elizabeth. Ebenezer is correct. Come on, open a present. I think you can do the big number. One. Oh. Right, last question each side. This side. Which Christmas carol includes the lyric, "All seated on the ground"? Oh, right. Go for it. Go on. Go on, Greg, help him. Oh. Hi, Joseph. What's the answer? Oh.
Number 10.
Right. I think we'll let you have that. It's about Wild Shepherds What. Right, so you have a present for us. Right, do you open it? Hand. Oh. Stuck. There you go. Hold up a bit of paper, Joseph. Yeah. Show it, everybody. 4. Right, well done. Right. That's 4 going up that way. Right, last question over here. Now, which is the one we haven't opened? It's this one. I think you need this, if you get it right, to be about 40, don't you? You're a bit behind. Right, okay. In the Christmas story, the wise men were told by God not to go back to Herod. How did God tell them? Yes, nearly. In a dream is quite correct. Right, how many have you got, Francis? 21. And how many have you got on this side? 10. Right, this needs to be 12. Anything that will be considered abject failure. I think it's this one, actually. Six. Nine. I still don't think it's quite enough, but well done. How did you get? 19. 21. Well done, you can win it. We're going to hear about that Christmas story now, and Katie's going to come and read to us from the Bible, from Luke's Gospel. If you want to follow it, it's in the blue Bibles in front of you on page 1027, or you can just listen to Katie, she reads.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." And then the angels left them and went into heaven. The angels said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for the things they had heard and seen, which they were just had been told.
Thanks. Going to sing another carol now, a really well-known one about how much we love Jesus. Let's stand and sing, "O Come, All Ye Faithful." Do have a seat. We're having great fun this morning. Christmas is a time of great fun and enjoyment, but you know, we're all very well aware that out in the world there are difficult and dreadful things going on. One of the ways in which we want to try and support, in particular today, the people of Syria, is that there'll be a retiring offering. You'll realise that there are hundreds of thousands of children who've been particularly affected by the conflict in Syria, 50,000 orphaned, 2 million probably in refugee camps. So there'll be retiring offerings which we'll make sure gets to a tier fund, and they will use that money to help the plight of some of the Syrian children who aren't having a particularly great Christmas this year. Now, we all like Christmas. And one of the things we like about Christmas are presents. We've just seen some of the presents. Could we have the overhead up, John? Oh. No. Christmas presents are wonderful. They're very exciting. But sometimes they can be a bit disappointing. So anybody who today has got a disappointing present? Oh. And is prepared to admit it. Oh. Hang on. Hang on 2 seconds, folk. Talk amongst yourselves. No. I didn't mean to do that. Let's see if it will wake up. Oh, IT support.
Do you want me to help you?
I want you to do it. Just, I don't like it at all. I want you to do it. It was
not... I'm okay. Cool. Carry on. You just turned it off.
Sorry? I didn't mean to turn it off. I thought you just had to wiggle it and it will come back. But it didn't. It was working okay a minute ago. But anyway, if you turn it off and on again, that sorts every problem out, doesn't it? That's what my IT people tell me. Okay. We'll let the pictures catch up in a minute. Sometimes, as I said, sometimes Christmas presents can be a bit disappointing. Sometimes you get presents that you don't really like. Perhaps somebody got a toaster today for Christmas. It'll get a toaster. Or a drill, or a new mop and bucket for their kitchen. They would be really sad presents. There are lots of bad presents you can get every day. But today there's also this concept of re-gifting. Have you heard of re-gifting? Re-gifting is a posh word for taking presents that you don't like, wrapping them up again and giving them to someone else so they can not like them either. So if you've got something that you don't fancy, you can just give it on to someone else, or of course you can give it to the school tombola. That's the other option, isn't it? How are you doing?
Oh.
See, it's got black again. There are even some presents that have hints in them. So, did anyone get any deodorant this morning? Marcus! Now, that's a present with a hint, isn't it? That's a present saying, read into this what you need to read into it. There are also, did anyone get any odour eaters? They're things you put in your trainers normally if you have really, really smelly feet. They are also presents with a bit of a hint. The same is true, a little bit, of God's present to us that first Christmas. It's got a bit of a hint for us. When God the Father sent his only son into the world 2,000 years ago... Can I just stop? Because you're looking at them. We'll get this sorted, then we'll carry on. We're going to go that. There we are, re-gifting. We're fine. So there's our presence with a hint. Because there was a hint when God sent Jesus that first Christmas, wasn't there? You know, we know that he sent some angels along so that everybody would know he'd arrived. And at the birth of Jesus, we don't just read about a couple of angels popping their heads around the door to see how things are going. We read about the whole heavenly choir turning up and scaring those poor shepherds in the fields. Why are those angels so excited? They're excited because the Saviour has been born. At last, the Saviour has come to earth. For thousands of years, the preparations have been made. For thousands of years, the angels have been practicing their songs. But now, Jesus has come to complete his mission. And the angel said to the shepherds, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Because there's a big difference between what we might like for Christmas and what we need for Christmas. God knew what we needed that first Christmas, and God knows what we need right now. We need a Saviour, and his name is Jesus. There's that hint. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. 2,000 years ago, God gave us the greatest gift of all. He sent his only son into the world to complete a rescue mission that would save everyone who trusted in Jesus. The gift of Jesus to be the Saviour of the world is a massive hint we're meant to recognise. But what's the job of a Saviour? It's an odd word. Well, they're in the business of rescuing people, of saving people. So the gift of Jesus is supposed to remind us that we need saving. Now, we don't need saving unless we're in danger. So if Jesus is a Saviour, then presumably we're in danger. If I'm swept out to sea on my yacht or dangling from a precipice, as I was on a previous holiday, I don't need an accountant, don't need a dentist, don't need a chemist, don't need a church minister. I need a Saviour, someone to rescue me. And the Bible's claim is that we're all in trouble and that we all need saving. Because we're all natural rebels against God, aren't we? We're very happy to run our lives our own way. And God very rarely gets a look in. And that really upsets God. Because he longs for us to run our lives the way he intends. So that we could be friends with him and enjoy life with him. But we don't want to do what our God and Father wants us to do. We want to say no to God. And we're really good at saying no. We learn it really early. One of the very first words that any baby learns is no. It's never please or thank you. It's always no. And as adults, we're no better, are we? We know that the world is in a real mess. We know that education can get us so far, money can get us so far. But ultimately, we know that there is a problem in our hearts. The heart that says no to God. Because the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. So what can be done? Is there any hope? Will anyone rescue us? Well, the good news of Christmas is that God has done something about it. He sent a rescuer, a saviour, Jesus. That was the news the angels brought to those shepherds those years ago. So what do we need saving from? Well, there are many problems facing you and me and the human race. We know that Christmas is a time of parties and fun and games and enjoyment, but we can't avoid the massive problems confronting us. Family breakdown, loneliness, sadness, illness, wars, conflict, the list goes on. Where can we find rescue individually from all of those things? The answer is only in the Saviour Jesus. So here was Jesus, a baby born to die. Yes, he lived and he taught and he did some wonderful miracles. But the life of Jesus was always pointing towards his death on a cross. And the reason for that is simple. It's because when he died, he rescued those who trusted him. He saved them by standing in their place. He took their wrongdoing and he endured their penalty. And he did all of this because he loves you and me more than we can imagine. Do you remember what the angel said in that passage Katie read? The angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Not just some, not just for a special group, but for all the people." And that's because every single one of us needs a saviour named Jesus. And Jesus is ready to save us again today. Ready to help us start a new life with him. But here's the issue. If we want to be saved, we need to be ready to be saved. We need to ask to be saved. We need to come to Jesus and ask for his forgiveness and give him control of our lives. And when we become friends with Jesus, then we get a new life with him. Friendship restored, and the ability to live our lives the way God intended. The question we're left with is, how should we respond to what we've heard? Now, with a bit of luck, there's a clip now that might work. Turn up the sound.
Except for that angel. Ain't seen nothing like it before or since. Us shepherds, we don't get a lot of excitement out there in the pasture. But that angel, it was so bright, so beautiful. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Sam, you've been out in that pasture just a little bit too long. And you'd be correct. But that all changed when that angel came right up to us. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid." And I was like, "Too late." And then the angel said, no, I wrote it down. I need to get this right. Hold on. Okay. The angel said, that's my grocery list. Then the angel said, "I have good news of a great joy that shall be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And then the angel said, "He's lying in a manger, wrapped in cloth. Go find him." Okie dokie. So we're all sitting around, and then one of the shepherds, I think it was Steve, he's like, "Hey, what are we doing? Let's get out of here. Let's go to Bethlehem." So we hightailed it out of there, and we found that beautiful baby. I'll tell you, I was a different man after that. God chose me. Nobody's ever chosen me for anything. I'll never forget what that angel said, though. The angel said, "I bring good news to all people." That means you too.
He I want to suggest that we should all be like shepherds today. Go home and be a shepherd. Doesn't mean to say you start wearing a tea towel on your head and not shaving, although that has some attractions, I will admit. I want you to go back and be a shepherd, because the shepherds, when they heard the angels, did two things. They checked out the evidence about Jesus. They went and saw him. They went and found the baby Jesus. And when they found him, they did a second thing. They told everybody what they'd seen. Maybe today you need to check out the evidence about Jesus for yourself. Check out that this gift is as good as it seems. Now that would be a really good thing to do, because Christianity is not a blind faith. You don't park your brain when you become a Christian. It's a personal commitment based on reliable evidence. So be like the shepherds and check out the evidence. There's a couple of ways in which we can try and help you do that here at Crofton. At the end of some of the pews, there's a booklet called Why Christmas. Take it away and read it. It tells you a bit more about the first Christmas. We're also running some very informal talks called Food for Thought in the new year, where you can come and find out more about Jesus. Come and ask your questions. No question too stupid, no question too hostile. Come and test the claims of Jesus. Find out about the forgiveness which Jesus offers. Find out how you can live life the way God intended. But that would not be an unwanted Christmas present. That would be a fantastic present to open, enjoy, and have forever. Let's pray together. Father God, we're sorry that sometimes we run our lives the way we want to run them, and that we keep you at arm's length. Thank you that you sent Jesus to save us. Thank you that you sent him into the world to be our Saviour and King. Help us to accept the forgiveness he offers through his death on the cross, and to live with him as our friend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, having thought about shepherds and angels, there's only one song we can finish with. We're going to stand to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you safe in the palm of his hand. Amen. Have a wonderful day.